Blog Talk Radio.
If you like it, let me know. It's going down in a real way. Need y'all to check out my other comrade, my co-defendant. He goes with the name of G. Lou. He has West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, G. Lou Show, Law Talk Radio. Check him out. He's on Wednesdays and Sundays. His call-in number is 914-803-4001. 93.3 FM. Ism, baby.
It's the G. Lou Show. G. Lou. G. Lou. It's the G. Lou Show. G. Lou. G. Lou. West Side Wednesdays. West Coast Hip Hop. 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Hey. Now just kick off your shoes and relax your feet. You're now rocking to the sounds of the G. Lou Lee. In the game like EA, do this shit the G-Way. Do it for the black brown rules to the keyways. From the west side to east LA, Crenshaw to Huntington, Whittier to East Lake. We play the music OGs low ride to. When it's done to bang, same thing they drive by to. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 on the G. Lou Show, that's where the west side rides. So kick cat, kick back, fire up the slip, cause we about to take flight on this OG shit. Call 803-4001, but don't forget to put the 914 at the front. Then press the number 1 to holler at G. Lou. I think I got you queued in. Hey, caller, was that you? Caller. Caller, was that you? Westside Wednesdays. Radio.com/the G-Lou Show. 914-803-4001. West Coast Hip Hop at its finest, homie. California. The G. Lou Show. Hey, we just gon' ride, homie. We just gon' ride. That switch though. Original Music Group Productions. Law Talk Radio in association with the G. Lou Show. West Side Wednesday.
Westside Wednesdays, the G. Lou Show, bitch. OG Music.
The West Coast is back, motherfuckers. Now how gangsta is that? Bitch, bitch, bitch.
Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs.
Here's a little something about a nigga like me.
Roll up the gas and it's down the avenue.
I'm a player, bitch. I thought you knew.
You wanna sweep a nigga like me up to the roof?
Can't play the real nigga from South Beach.
Be a motherfucker,
P.I.M. Can't play the real nigga from South Beach. Be a motherfucker down in the street.
I'm
Marigold
938, yeah. But you don't know me. A record can't tell ya.
You motherfuckers know.
Yeah.
shit, it went something like this.
I keep my head on good, cause they got me on the run. Just recognize the real way the gangsters ride. You never heard of a mo wicked nigga.
You wanna know what it means? Definition.
Cause all the way around, nigga, I get respect. We fuck around, I'm too wide up. Don't put the two on the team, don't never perpetrate.
It doesn't make a difference, cause it's about who's the quickest on the draw, the end all existence. The gangster, Mac, the pick, the hustler.
Who keep on coming while we running for your juice? Steady gunning, steady gunning. I'm coming at him, smacking him, steady dragging him. Steady, steady.
You better stop the kid, cause it gets kinda weird.
Yeah, cause you can walk the plank if it's even for my break.
Got power, it's now or never, more than ever.
Pimpin' hoes and clackin' a grip like my name was Dolomite.
Definition, street player, you know who I mean, I roll.
The Westside Wednesdays radio show. Log Talk Radio, OG Music. G-Lou, G-Lou.
G-Lou, what's up, fam? It's Big Blink, host of Yippie Down 54th and Van Ness, listening to the G-Lou show. The topics are real and famous, whether it's live from the pen or on the city blocks of Havoc Collider. When the lights come on, Westside Wednesdays from 7 to 9 on 92.3 Live Radio with G-Lou and company. You heard me, Grouch.
Hey, check it out, check it out. Welcome to the G-Lou Show. Westside Wednesdays, it is December 8th, 2021. It's just hard to, when I say that, December 8th already. It's like this time is just rolling by. It's like the end of the year already. 2021 just came and went. You know, we had 2020, which was a long year, seemed like, because of the COVID and everything. But 2021 just like kind of came in and just like zoomed. I lied. Zoom, zoom. That shit just like zoomed. And here we are in December. You know, no complaints, though, because 2021 was definitely better than 20 amidst the COVID. And, you know, things got back to normal somewhat. But it's still a lot of things we got to resolve. It's a lot of issues, a lot of problems. You know, even the COVID stuff is not over. And we have still yet to heal ourselves, though. Us as people, you know what I mean? Us people, you dig? When us people who I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? We have yet to heal totally, fully. Forgive each other, move forward, grow as a culture, grow as a people in a better, positive direction. We lost more brothers, I think, than we probably lost in 2020 with the COVID and all that. Back to the murder game and killings and hatred and all of this shit, you know? So, back and forth bickering, you know, all of that. I'm not here to get into all that, but I just mentioned that because it's got better, but it's gotten worse. And we need to come to a medium and just try to do better than we're doing. That's all I'm going to say on that. Okay, so with that being said, it's Westside Wednesdays. You already know we got a special guest tonight. We got the CPT in the house tonight, Compton native. You know, first let me bring in my co-host because she happens to be a Compton native as well. Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful and comparable Queen Jean Berkley.
What's going on, G-Lou? How you doing?
I'm doing great, sweetheart. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Almost cut my finger off, but listen, congratulations to you on your 10th year anniversary on your One in a Million EP. So congratulations. That's, you know, that's good. That speaks volumes of who G-Lou is. And you're just moving up. You know, you just keep evolving. You just keep elevating. You just keep doing the damn thing. You know?
Wow.
So,
thank
yeah.
you, Queen. I'm humble.
Congratulations.
I'm humble. Thank you.
Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited about our guest K9 from the CPT, the Hub City. I want to get some history. I want to hear what's happening and what had been happening and what's happening and what's going to happen, you know. So I'm excited myself.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Me too. So get some history and just get some history, like you said, all around, and then get some history on K9, the artist, the person, because he's a man of many hats and many things. He does a lot,
yeah.
You know, and he happened to pursue hip-hop in his early years. And I want to even ask him some things. And you know, he's collaborated with a lot of people, done a lot of great things as an artist as well. So we just want to get in the mind of K-9. It should be a great conversation. It's not an interview. It's going to be a conversation. So it should be a great conversation tonight. So everyone tuned in. Thank you for tuning in. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors before we continue. BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, and the whole crew. Make sure you follow the movement. They are on IG and all platforms. BTP Media Group. Jeff Kwan leads the pack. Also, 93.Point Tweed FMism. That is ran by Tweed Cadillac, the legendary MC from South Central Los Angeles, original Penthouse Player Click member and founder. Now host of 93.Point Tweed FMism every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And I co-host with the homie as well. But salute to that show. Had over 90% of people on Unsung and all your great R&B legends, man. I get to be on there with him as well and interview some of these great, great legends that I grew up on. So it's a beautiful thing. So 93.Point Tweed FMism every Thursday night, Blog Talk Radio. Also, D.D. Harrison, producer, author, publisher, and has books published and out there right now on Amazon and all platforms. Follow her as well, D.D. Harrison, as well. And also, check out the website, the official website for The G. Lou Show. That is theglushow.com. You can get everything involved with the show, all the past episodes. We got apparel on there, T-shirts, and we have all the music. Like Queen said, the 10-year anniversary of One in a Million, you can get that on the website as well. All that right there. So theglushow.com. And now, without any further ado, let me get the show started, man. It's the Westside Wednesdays radio show tonight. Our special guest for the evening is the homeboy, OG K-9 from the city of Compton. He is here, and we'll go ahead and welcome the homie now. K-9 is here. Good evening, sir.
What up, what up, what up, y'all?
Yay, yay.
What's up?
K-9 is here. What's up, homie? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, you know what? Everything is pretty good, man. You know, just chilling right now, going through some music, working on some stuff for my boy up in Australia. So kind of had me tied up all last
wow.
night with it.
Right.
That's
right,
amazing.
Right. Yeah, K-9 be doing it. He's all over the place. We'll get into that later. But K-9, let's start the show off by, first of all, that's my co-host, Queen Jean, K-9. She'll be assisting me tonight. We'll be, you know, having a conversation with you. But K-9.
How you doing?
I'm
good,
sorry,
Queen.
Go ahead.
Great.
What's
good
great.
With
you,
Queen?
Hey, I'm
from
the land, too. That's
what's up. That's
what's up. CPT
up in here. Yes. Yes, sir.
K-9, let's talk about it, man. Let's get the background or the history a little bit, if we can, on the homie K-9 first. Where does the name K-9 come from? And tell us about you being raised in Compton, born and raised in Compton, as you say.
Well, you know, the name K-9, is basically, it's a killer with a 9mm. That's the real deal behind the name.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's the real behind the name. It ain't
really, okay, let's get
really
to it then.
It wasn't really a rap name. It was kind of a street name. But it just transpired into it as I was growing in the industry.
Right.
Compton, I was born in Martin Luther Killer King, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Basically, I call myself one of the original Compton Cowboys. You feel me? Because we did horses, go karts, and mini bikes, and remote control cars. Like that was our thing. We did. You know what I'm saying? And that was a really good thing. But you know, the break dancing and the freestyling and the popping and the break and all that stuff was just. It was just all a part of what was going on in Compton when I was growing up, you know?
Right. That's deep right there. K-9, how did you, not to move a little forward, because I want to ask a little bit more about your upbringing in Compton, but just even just hip hop, how did you get started in rap? And how was that for you coming from Compton, man? You know, where it's a rich city of hip hop, man. Compton has, you know, I mean, everyone knows the history. Compton is right there in the history of hip hop, just like Brooklyn and Queens is. So how was that coming up in Compton, getting into hip hop?
Well, actually, you know, getting into hip hop, it was kind of happening. It was booming. So since we used to, as kids, we used to try to go get jobs at, you know, swap meets, and we used to go to the Rhodium and try to work on the weekends and shit like that with Steve Yano, rest in peace. You know, with just
That's
little
right.
swap meets, we was up there doing that. And my cousin, which is DJ Speed, you know, he was doing stuff with NWA, and he was doing his thing, and he was actually producing. So my cousin actually handed me my first beat to rap on that he had produced. And
right.
From there, it transpired to that, and we was already trying to rap, but that was my first beat from a producer. We used to take instrumentals off people's CDs, and we rap over them all day. So if you dropped
right,
an album,
right.
you had an instrumental. We was rapping over everybody's stuff, you know what I mean? So
right.
my first beat came from...
I'm sure that's how everyone
beat.
Started.
Huh?
Shit. In one way, even with the vinyl, they had the B-sides or the
yeah.
What they call it. They didn't call it instrumentals at first. They called it was like the B-side and the break beat or something like that. But it was pretty
yeah,
much
yeah,
instrumental, and, you know, that's how everyone got out. Yeah, on the B-side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we took people's songs, and we had little, you know, little Radio Shack recorders, and we recorded on that, and we recorded at the homies' garages, and we just did whatever we could do to record. When it was real fun back then, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't really
right.
no business involved, too much business involved in it. We was just making music.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Who coming from Compton as well, I'm sure you had plenty of influence from MCs and hip-hop, but you seem to be pretty diverse as well. Who were some of your influences coming up as a youngster in hip-hop that made you even want to rap, or just or even before you rap, just like your influences of some of your favorite rappers?
Man, you know, I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with this one, because if, you know, it's Mixmaster Spade, Toddy T, DJ Aladdin, King T, like those are
all
like
Compton.
those are like that's like the start that like kicked it, you know. Mixmaster Spade, man, that thing he was doing was new, and it was on, you know what I mean, when he was doing it. Then, you know, Toddy T with the Batarang and all that, and then, you know, even with Rodney O and Joe Cooley dropping their stuff, like, all that stuff, like,
right.
it influenced me to go. And then I started hearing, like, you know, Big Daddy Kane and, you know, Rakim.
Right.
And even I would even say even Lighter Shade of Brown had a little
oh, yeah.
influence on, you know, on Lighter Shade of Brown. Cause I was
yeah,
playing
they were
that.
Popping. They were popping. They
yeah,
were local.
Popping,
hey, hold up, K-9, before you continue, because you were going into some legends, and I want you to continue, but go back just a brief second when you were talking about Spade and Toddy T, you know, coming up in Compton, being able to witness that and experience that, because a lot of people don't know what was going on, like what Spade was doing locally around in Compton, and things that you got to experience, what makes Spade and them special.
It makes them special because, like, those are like the first records I heard on the radio, bro. Like, those are the first records. Those
right.
are the first records I heard get played. Those are the first records, like, people was passing by playing in a car. Like, those are the first records, bro. In my era,
right.
maybe somebody else era
right.
different, but mine. Those are the first songs. You know, those are the songs, like, to me, they were, like, doing big things back then. Like, that was on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, okay. Shout out to Spade and T. I just want you to touch on that because, like you said, they had an impact, especially, I'm sure, you being from Compton, they especially had it. They had an impact on the whole LA, but you coming from Compton got to see it, and I heard just a lot of special things about Spade, what he used to do, and just ride around the neighborhood with his shit beaten, and, you know, and then the takes he did, and you know, he changed the game.
Yeah,
yeah, rest in peace, man.
Rest in peace, Spade. That's definitely, most definitely easy. You know, DJ Train, just rest in peace to all the G's.
Train, yeah.
Yeah, DJ Train, man, you know, that was my boy right there, man. And I always pay homage to that guy because he pulled a lot of strings and he introduced me to a lot of stuff in the music and a lot of ways to do stuff in the music. His brother too, like, you know, with making the shirts and doing the clothing line, like, his brother is like one of the first ones to really kick that off with that West Coast shirt, you know?
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned Train because he doesn't get enough. I mean, he does locally, but not just people don't know enough about Train and what he did, you know, for a lot of people and his impact, you know, even though he passed early. So shout out to DJ Train for sure.
Most definitely.
Yeah, but also continuing, you were naming a lot of more legends, and then even Spade and all these people were early. But then also coming from Compton, you got to witness, again, like I said, Compton has a rich history now of hip-hop, even though it's associated with gangster rap, whatever. But much history. And then later on, you got Easy and all of this whole new wave, and then coming into the 90s with Quick and all of this. So how was that experiencing all that?
Most definitely, man. When Quick dropped his stuff, you know, Easy dropped his stuff, NWA, like, we already know everything changed. Like, that like, took over the way music was going, and Easy put that stamp, and they put that stamp on music the way it was going to go. DJ Quick was doing his thing, and DJ Quick, you know, I got DJ Quick tape from a liquor store, you know what I mean? A liquor store on Wilmington.
Wow.
I got his tape from a liquor store in Wilmington. I was like, man, like, he going hard. I mean, he's talking about it, but he's going hard. Like, the original tape happened, you know, it wasn't like the album he dropped, but that original tape, it went, I still listen to it, you know what I'm saying, because it went hard.
His
rhythm, everything was on point. Like, he was on point to me way back then. Like, I was like, man, this guy, he coming with it, you know, he coming with it. So it was dope.
Right.
I love DJ music, man, you know what I'm saying? His shit was dope.
Right. But then over the way, you had 8 as well making noise at that time, too, and Compton's Most Wanted.
Yeah, 8 definitely made a gang of noise, you know what I'm saying, with the True Blue thing, and, I mean, just with everything, with the movie, just everything, you know, everything kind of made, he made a gang of noise, you know what I mean? They went back with their thing, you say. A lot of us living, like, you know, that it was living in the area at that time, you just, like, we just listened to the music, like, I didn't really take into consideration the beefing. I was just listening to the music.
Like, right.
I was just listening to both of them rap, and it was good, you know?
Right. And along, like I said, Quick, 8, I mean, the list goes on all through the 90s, obviously, Death Row and, you know, all of this. And then you got the 2000s come, and Compton again is right there with the Kendricks, and it don't stop. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, CPO.
Shout out to my boy CPO, Boss Hall. hey, I'm glad you said that, right? Because that's my guy. I haven't talked to him in a while, but CPO was one of the first dudes ever when I started my show like 10 years ago, right? Or plus, one of the first interviews I had, man, and we became pretty cool. He's a real good dude, man. Shout out to CPO, man. I'm glad you mentioned him. Yeah.
Sweetie Bird. It's a lot of people.
Sweetie Bird,
man.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, for real. It was a lot of, like, Compton has a whole lot of artists, just, you know, rest in peace, At Will. You know, it was a lot of people coming through with the music, you know. And I got my kick in the game with the music is when DJ Train hooked up my DJ with Mello. And Mello had the Def Jam deal. So that kind of, like, I kind of went with them everywhere, you know what I mean?
Right.
And kind of like put my foot actually in the door to be meeting with record execs and promoters and just everything. And that's how I started my promotional company.
Right.
And that's a thing too. I want to get into about with you, K9, as well. You have, like I said at the beginning of the interview, this guy wears a lot of hats, and it seems to me even more so like hip hop is your love, and that's your first love. But it seems to me too that you seem to be more behind the scenes guy, and then about the business, and then you're doing so many other things, like you said, with people in Australia. I mean, you're all over the place. But it seems like hip hop is your first love. Could you kind of say that you are more on the business side, or what do you consider yourself as far as the brand?
You know, with me it's like this, right? So when I was first trying to get into the industry, I kind of loved being in the industry. So
right,
whether I was rapping, whether I was doing bodyguarding, whether I was managing a promotional tour, whether I was setting up concert venues, I was just a part of the whole hip hop thing. The whole hip hop thing is like a culture, it's like a love. So
right,
it's like as long as you're in it and you're a part of it and you're having fun and you're enjoying it, it really don't matter what part are you on, because
exactly. K9, listen, hold up. Not to cut you off, I just want to interject this part because I'm glad you're mentioning key things with some of the things you're saying, like that part right there. That's really what hip-hop is, and the meaning, like, people don't know of hip-hop is the elements of it. You know what I mean? What you just broke down could be a lot of different things. As long as you're in one of those elements and you're part of that, that is hip-hop.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely, man. And that's like I'm saying, you know, I've done it. I've done, you know, I put on the Western Conference with Latrina Blackberry. You know, we put the Western Conference on at Club Nokia. And, I mean, we had two radio stations there, and we just had – it was everybody there. I was a big, big factor in putting on that show and making that show go on, because – there was a lot of haters out there, bro, that was calling, telling everybody that the show was canceled.
Right.
Telling my artists that the show was canceled.
Wow.
It was a lot of issues with that. It was a lot of issues with that. But, you know, it went on. The show went on. Everything. It was a good night. Everything. You know, there's some clips on YouTube about it. There's some clips on YouTube about, you know, people performing and everything. New artists, an older artist, everybody just coming together and form with the New West. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody was just coming together doing their thing. So I think it was a success. It could have been a little better if everybody would have came together and not hated on the event. But a lot of people hated on the event. So, you know, but it's all good, you know.
That's hip hop too. We were just talking about elements. that might as well be put in the new book of elements. Hate haters, and you know, because this shit goes on. You know, that's regular shit, pretty much. It's sad, but it's true.
It's a part of the game. Is that, you know, it's going to be a lot of haters, but you got to remember this saying is a good saying right here. Is that when you hate it on, that really means that you're doing something.
Yeah, you're doing something. That's true. Yeah, that's facts.
Just like Drake and all these other cats say, they say it in their songs a lot. They're like, if I wasn't me, I would be hating on me.
right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, it's just human nature to.
Yeah, it is human, especially with black folks. It is human nature, but with black folks, boys, it's amplified. Because we were raised that, you know, it's just a generation. It's deep, man. I'm going to just say that.
Generational curses, man.
yeah, that part, man, yep. You know. So, you know, it's what it is. Man, this is crazy. I see the phone lines are lit up. People, if you want to speak, you can press 1 if you want to speak and holler at K9. If you just want to listen, that's cool. Again, the phone lines are open if you're listening online. The phone line number is 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. We are live with K9. I got my co-host, Miss Queen Jean, and I know she probably has a few questions for you. So let Queen get in here, because you know I'll be talking. Queen Jean,
I'm just getting some knowledge right here on K9. But I did want to ask you. You said that you picked up DJ's Quick's tape from the liquor store on Wilmington. Was that Lou's Liquor? Because I know they used to have a lot of. Little cassette tape sitting on there.
I don't remember the exact name of the store, which one it was. But yeah, it was.
You didn't grow
it was
off of Wilmington.
It was right by the railroad tracks on Wilmington.
Oh, okay, that was a little further up then. Okay, that was
yeah,
a
it was right. It was
up.
Not. It was like. It was like a little bit past El Segundo.
Yeah, a little further up. Yeah, that's a little further up. And you said you was a boy.
You know, after that, they had the St. Ives tape. Like, that liquor store would kind of be a part of selling somebody a 40-ounce or something and pushing some music on. They was a part of that.
Yeah, having the beanie caps and stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The golf hat, you know, the golf hat.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a golf hat there?
Yeah, that was a real
well, not
good
that. I think Jackrabbit and the other store over there that used to be by Willowbrook and, what is that, Alondra, Compton Boulevard? Somewhere over there is another store over there that they had the golf hat, you know?
Okay. Yeah, the golf hat's been out for a long time because, you know, back in the 80s, they were wearing, like, golf attire was just an outfit. You didn't have to be playing golf. It just had that perpetrating golf look. Because I remember my brothers was wearing the golf hats and the shorts and the, you know, so golf hats been out for a while.
No, I know it was around. I was just saying it was certain places you can get them. So he's just to have them at the liquor store. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, at the liquor store, yeah.
The liquor store is where they started at. That's
okay.
Originally the hat is from the liquor store hats. You know how
oh,
the liquor
okay,
store
okay.
Has, you know, hat?
Yeah,
the,
yeah,
you know,
okay,
you know, the
okay.
The hat started, that's where it was at. Like, that's where
okay.
you go to the liquor store
okay.
to get those hats, bro. And
okay,
had,
for sure. I didn't know that. I did not know that's history right there. I didn't know that. I just knew they was at the swap meet. That's
yeah,
history.
Especially
that
the hood liquor stores.
Later came to the swap meet, you know, when they start, the liquor store start talking to the swap meet, telling them that, hey, they buying these hats.
Right, right, okay.
Them.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
It's just like with
yep.
the white
okay.
t-shirts, you know. They,
right,
everybody
right.
jump on so they see what we buying, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's history right there. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah. Oh, and I was just asking, you say you was born at Killer King. We used
I was born
to,
at King, 1970.
Yeah, we used to live over
and
there.
And they was having baby mix up.
19 what? 75?
1975 when they was having the baby mix ups.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, we used to live on that lot. We they made us move. They tore down our homes just so they can build King over there. It used to be a mountain of dirt. And we used to go over there and play in that field over there. See,
all
so
right.
yeah. Mm-hmm. But I had a daughter born at Killer King, but they still standing strong over there.
Yeah, it's a good hospital now, you know?
It's a whole lot better, a whole lot
well,
better.
Well, UCLA Harbor's sending their workers over there, so now it's not the workers that they had there, and the staff has changed. So it's a really, actually, it's crazy how times change because St. Francis used to be the good hospital, and now
uh-huh.
St. Francis changed up, and now St. Francis is Killer King now, and
yeah.
Killer King is St. Francis now. Like, they switched up.
Ain't that something, though, like St. Francis? I had a daughter born at St. Francis and another one born at Martin Luther King. So,
yeah
I'm familiar with their both of those hospitals, but wow. So, yeah, I'm not too familiar with the brothers that you were speaking on, the rap artists that you were speaking on, like the MCH, and I'm not too familiar with that era of music. So
okay.
I'm here just to get some knowledge. Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
MCA is a, you know, he's a real big factor, especially like all over the world with the, because of the movies and the albums he's dropped, you know, he's had the world exposure because of the movies, the world exposure, you know? And when I'm saying that, because when I go on tour and I go to Japan and I go to Australia and I go to these other countries, you know, they like really, really, you know, that's the first artist they'll say on my line, like on my list of my album, they'll be like, MCA, like perform that song. Like, they'll be like,
wow.
Perform that. Because they They like the whole movie thing. The movie thing is really, 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 really big for them.
And Japan, really loves just West Coast culture and hip-hop, period, though. Japan is really, Australia too, but Japan really, they love hip-hop, but they really love the West Coast.
Yeah, they be dressing like
they got the whole lowriders and everything.
Pendleton, they be wearing the Pendletons, the khakis, and everything.
Yeah, they really into it over there.
Yeah, my show that I did out there, it was me and BG Knockout did a tour out there, and when we went out there, I mean you would think we was at a gangbang event when we performed, you know.
Wow.
We went to Nagano and Iwate, to Japan, and I remember one time when we came out on stage, we was coming out on stage, and I was like, all you seen was like red hats and red sweaters and red, old school red jackets and Pendletons, red shirts. Like, it's all you seen when we came out. They more looking at the fashion and everything, and it's a little different there.
Blow
nobody head off. Like, we over here active. Like, even when it ain't active, we active. So it's like, you know, in the streets, it's like the song, you got the wrong hat on. You know, you liable to get popped on accident just for having the wrong hat on.
Right.
But over there, it's a little different. They wear colors. They dress exactly like the gangbangers. They got the low rider. They pull up to the concert bouncing, everything, you know. They do it. That's how they get down. I love it over there, man.
Yeah, to adopt our culture.
Wow. Japan.
Yep, Japan is lit.
So do you still ride horses? And
you said horses?
Yeah, are you still riding horses? Are you still into the horses?
I'm still a horse owner. Yeah, always. You know, always going to be a horse owner until I die. It's in my genetics.
What's the guy's name? Hey. What's his name? Slick?
Who?
Is his name Slick?
Yeah, Slick. Slick be doing his thing. But yeah, Slick from Compton. He from Campanella, the Mexican Piru dude. Hey, listen, you spoke on, like Queen just asked you, do you still ride horses? Speak on that briefly, Compton history. That's a thing people probably wouldn't know. I mean, somebody way in, in somewhere else, New York or another country, how breeding horses and all that is a thing in Compton.
Well, Compton used to be dairy farms. If you go up Greenleaf, it used to be nothing but cows up Greenleaf. So a lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. That they don't know that by Compton College, that used to be a dairy farm.
Mm-hmm.
You see cows over there. They don't know that. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that Bush Sr. was it Bush Sr. that used to live in Compton. And it's oil in Compton. But oil in Compton, a lot of people don't know these things, that it's a lot of stuff right there that, you know, ever since I've been in Compton, it's always been, like, horses. It's been horses everywhere. You got horses in the farms. You got horses by Anthony's Park. You got horses by Moona Park. You got horses all through Compton. And even
right
Compton's border. That's the form. So Compton's border going into Long Beach by Atlantic and over there, going into Long Beach, there's a whole horse stable called the Riverbed over there.
Wow. Wow.
So it's horses. It's always been horses there. If you look at my video, the video Hitting Switches, with me and Goldilocks, you'll see I'm riding a horse in that video.
Right.
And everybody, when I first shot that video, that video was shot in, what, 2006? People was like, why are you sitting on a horse? I'm on a horse because that's Compton native. That's what Compton is, has horses there. Like, a lot of the whole thing with the Compton Cowboys, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Compton Cowboys had their little, they had their moment with the TV, with the little commercial and all that stuff. They had their moment. Well, I've been, since .com has started, I've owned the name ComptonCowboy.com. I've owned it.
Okay.
Since .com started.
Wow.
I've rode in many Compton parades, in many Watts parades. I've been a part of it the whole time. And a lot of stuff that, you know, has been talked about when they talk about horses and in Compton, it's a lot of gangbangers that used to ride horses back in Compton. And a few horses got shot, you know what I mean? So it had to be. I can go deep into the horse stuff because
that is deep. That's why I'm glad you spoke on it, and I wanted to speak on it because these people, like you just say, when you think of I'm talking about people maybe way across the country or in another country. You hear Compton, you just think of gang banging and all of this, but like you say, you don't hear the other part of the rich history of Compton and things of that nature, the bushes, and then like you said, the horses, which is still a part of Compton, but people don't hear anything about that, like you said. And then when they see a video with you on a horse or someone else, they're going to be like, what is that about? They're going to be like, what is that about?
They laugh about it, you know? Like, what is that? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? It's a horse in the video. Right. I didn't understand that's me representing Compton native. When I represent Compton native, I represent how I grew up. I represent the mini bikes, the go-karts, the remote control cars, the horses, the ponies. I represent all that, the low riders, the K5 trucks, convertibles, the Regals.
Right.
I represent all that because that's how I was raised. You know what I'm saying? I was raised with all that stuff in front of me.
Mm-hmm. That's deep right there. This is history, people. This is history. History. What do you think about now that – I'm sorry, Queen. But what do you think about now, fast forward and not to cut in – just. What's going on in Compton now is changing a little bit, you know, but it seems as much as it changes, it remains the same because it's a lot of political issues and a lot of those political issues out here with these mayors and all of this stuff going on, which kind of hinders the growth of Compton. But at the same time, it's slowly kind of changing, gentrifying, and you know, it's really not the same. Landmarks are gone, Compton Swap Meet, and you know, it's definitely a bigger Latino presence. So what do you think about just Compton overall now?
Well, I think, to be honest, I think our first mistake we made in Compton is when they elected the mayor they elected. I think that was the biggest mistake because I don't really want to go there, but.
Go there.
Which mayor? Which mayor are you talking about? Yeah.
The girl mayor.
Oh, Asia.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. To me, like, I know she was really for this Walmart and really for it getting people jobs and really for this and really for that. But, and really for this, you know, Dr. Dre stuff and really for Kendrick stuff and really for trying to appease them and all this stuff she was doing. But to me, it's just like, you can't sell the city and sell the people in the city, the people that have been there. Like,
yeah, the residents, the old school ones.
The old heads, the residents, and the kids that's coming up, because the kids that's coming up don't know no better. You know, the residents, the older residents and the middle residents, they're the ones that know and been a part of what's going on. They watched and seen things change. They watched when they came and they built that jail right there on Imperial. You know, that was right by my house. I lived on 124th and Mona right there. So right across, right by Bunch. So when all that stuff is going, they people didn't want that jail to be built right there. You know what I'm saying?
No, but definitely. Yeah.
How much say-so do citizens really have? They don't really have too much say-so. They're like, oh, we're on Imperial, so we're not going to let y'all vote for it because we're across over there. Now, nobody in Watts is really voting or you know what I'm saying? Because you got to think about it. Everybody right there on the corner of Watts right there in the edge of Compton that can vote, most of everybody is felons. So how can you vote? How can you vote and change stuff in the city when you got people that's pushing it as, hey, we're going to make money. This jail is going to make money. Hey, they're going to be housing inmates for a certain period of time. They're going to be transporting inmates there to go to court. The Walmart is going to be built. They're going to have hire. They're going to hire people in the neighborhood, get people jobs in the neighborhood. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Is there any Walmarts in San Francisco?
Ooh.
I'm gonna go deep.
Preach.
There's no Walmart in San Francisco.
Nope.
Wow.
Walmart, if you ask San Francisco why
I don't see
Walmart, they don't like Walmart. Walmart is a dirty company. They don't like them. So
yeah.
when I seen this company trying to come to here, I'm like, okay, you guys going to go work there. You're going to give a couple of kids in the neighborhood jobs and do this and do that. But at the same time,
that's not changing nothing. Nothing at all. It was better to me personally, and I'm not even from Compton, but I visited the Compton Swap Meet many times, and I think just, I mean, I don't know, I can't speak from an economic standpoint, but just the landmark of Compton Swap Meet, even if you wanted to get rid of it for whatever reasons, it still did better than what that Walmart is doing, just from a all-around standpoint, mom-and-pop stores in the Swap Meet, and just the landmark itself. You know what I mean? Even if they want to get rid of it, I just don't think Walmart is something better to put there than the Compton Swap Meet. I don't know.
Well, you know, before, you know, with the building that it was before, it was the Swap Meet. You know what I mean? Montgomery Ward was the marketplace, and I think, I don't remember, man. It was a long time ago, but I'm telling you, it was one of those stores before,
right?
You know, and the same thing with the marketplace, which is in Linwood. That was another store. That was another furniture store, because I remember going there with my mom. We used to go upstairs and, you know, buy some furniture from there or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
and you know what else is crazy is that I really just thought about it, how the jail is on Imperial, and it's not too far from the Imperial Courts.
Yeah, so can they vote?
It's like, right. You know, like, wow.
They have no
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just occurred to me, like, how close in proximity that they are. Like, basically right down the street from each other.
Across the street.
Yeah, right. Imperial Courts and the Imperial Jail.
Right
house.
Across.
That's crazy.
Right across.
Exactly.
Right across the street. Right across the street, you know, right across the street. But you know, I don't remember one neighbor saying that they was for them building that there.
The jail,
like,
yeah.
It's the same thing, you know, before the 105 was built.
Right.
You know, before the 105 was built, man, they took so much land. They stole so much land in Compton and took over it and put tax liens on it, and they did so much stuff to build that freeway, and then they thought, oh, we're going to build apartments there for the people that's moving from the freeway. Okay, why would I sell my house and move into an apartment? Does that make sense?
No. It's just like the Watts Coffee House.
Apartment.
They took that down, too.
But they changed the zoning on other streets to build apartments. Now, okay, now it's for y'all, so okay, y'all can change the zoning. Because it's for y'all. Y'all can change the zoning. But for us, when I want to build another house on my property, y'all gonna
give me. You can't
do it. I can't do it. You're gonna tell me I can't do it, but then you build apartments right behind my house, and I got 3/4 acre, and you telling me what I can't do on 3/4 acre in Compton?
Mm-hmm.
Who has 3/4 acre in Compton?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I got three
quarters
of an acre. And you want to tell me what I can't do? You can't do this. You can't build apartments here. You can't do that. Well, they build apartments right behind me. That's my problem.
It was for their pockets. It was for them.
They blamed it on the 105 freeway.
Yeah.
That was their excuse. Mm. It was the 105 freeway. We had to have places for people to live. So, you know, but that's politics. Let's talk about this music, because I don't want to get.
Hey, hold on. And that's a great. Hold on, K9. That's a great segue. But before we jump to the music, because I was about to go there, but before we leave this topic, I want to express to you, and give respect to you, because his name is K9 Compton. But what I respect about you is that you really stand behind that name and your city. You know, he said he's born and raised in Compton, and he really has a good history of his city. And really, you almost sound like a politician yourself. You could almost, I think, run for mayor or one of them seats in one of them districts or something, because you seem to have a great knowledge of Compton and what the city needs.
I have been in politics, but I stepped away really fast because I got to see what they really are.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Understood.
Yeah.
Understood. You ain't got to say no more.
Yep. But shout out to Adrian Cleveland, because she does a lot of stuff with the school district and stuff. Props to Adrian Cleveland out there doing it.
Yeah, shout out.
She does a lot.
And we've had quite a few people here or there or here or another right queen that's been a part of politics in Compton. Recently,
yeah,
we had
Andre
the homie
Spicer.
Who was running. Yeah, Andre Spicer. Yeah. We had him on here. And we even had the mayor on here before, which caused a lot of controversy. We had the mayor on here. What's my man's name?
Tucker. Yeah.
What was his name?
Yeah, he did cause it. Tucker. Yeah. The one that Malik brought on. Yeah.
Yeah. My man. Yeah, what was my man's name? The mayor?
Tucker.
It wasn't Tucker, was it? No.
No. It was. You talking about.
It wasn't Tucker?
No, what's my man's name? He caused a lot of controversy as well, but a lot of people liked him. Some didn't.
Yeah,
what's my man's name?
He ended up going to jail.
What's my man's name?
Damn, what is
K-9.
His name?
I ain't gonna say his name, man. Y'all trying to
get
me?
He said I ain't gonna say his name. Okay, well, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, then, right?
I'm glad I was wrong then, K-9.
That wasn't him. Queen. Yeah, he know then. He know what I'm talking about.
They
okay.
need to take Asia Brown to jail.
Yeah.
They
need
to lock
her up
with
the key.
This is
crooked. Damn, okay. See, there's a lot of controversy in Compton, man.
They still
ain't got the potholes up.
We're going to move on from that, though. Yeah.
Let's get to this music, K-9. You say what?
The messed up my A-arms, wheel alignments, and bushing.
I know mine, too.
Hey, everybody,
especially
I know.
Central, especially.
You better
man.
Not have no good rims. Yeah, you better not have no rims rolling through Compton. You're gonna scratch some shit up. For sure.
You learn how to swerve. That's where you get your swerving skills from.
Yeah, trying to miss. Man, them holes and potholes is bad.
Yeah, it's like your whole front tire just going to the hole. You stuck. Like, what the hell just happened here?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Asia Brown did. And that was one of the things she said she was going to clean up. But, yeah, let's get into K-9's music. Cause we can talk about this forever.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, how hard is it to fix some holes in the street? How hard is that?
Right. And the residents started doing it themselves. You know, them Hispanics was out there doing it themselves. They was out there making sure that their blocks, them potholes.
Oh, yeah. I used to pass by and fill them up with gravel, with pea gravel.
Wow.
I used to fill them, especially going up like once before we're turning to Weber. I got tired of running. I used to go and drop stuff in them. And finally they started to put a little stuff in them, but they don't last long.
Hey, K-9, also, too, speaking on Compton, what is the status? Because they tore down the whole Compton High School, and it's supposed to be remade. I heard Dr. Dre had something to do or whatever. What is the status of that? Because it's still not rebuilt yet, right?
I have no clue. I have no clue what they're doing right there, man, with that whole thing. And like I say, you know, it seemed like, when she first got in, like, it seemed like she was going towards Dr. Dre and trying to give an award to Dr. Dre for the city, and he didn't take it, so I guess they gave it to Kendrick. I don't know what happened. I don't know what really happened, but I don't know. It's a lot of politics. So that's when I stepped away from the city, because I had this feeling that my city could not be saved.
Right.
You want me to tell you how I met Asia Brown?
Go ahead.
Let me tell you a quick story, and then we ain't going to talk about no more politics, all right?
Okay. Okay.
Bradley.
Okay.
Go ahead, bro.
one of the original Compton Cowboys died. The Cowboys I came up under, which was Johnny Ray. Johnny Ray died. And all of us Compton Cowboys, we came to, you know, see him off, you know, go to the funeral and everything. And we was at the funeral, and I remember, this is how I met her. I was standing in front, and we mourning. Like, we had this funeral. Cowboy down, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she came up to the funeral to get people to vote for her.
Oh, wow.
Asked people in front of the church, in front of the service.
Soliciting.
And I was rubbed the wrong way from that moment on. I was rubbed the wrong way. Right then and there, I was rubbed. Like, I don't even like when rappers die and other people come and try to talk to me and do business.
Right, yeah.
You feel what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
Because they can reach me anywhere. They can reach me on my website. They can reach me on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram. You can reach me anywhere. But, like, people take those times and those moments to try to push the issue, like, on certain things. And it's just like, we here for this. Let's bury this guy. And, you know, all the business and politics stuff is later. Like, but she was trying to get people to vote. Oh, vote for me. I'm running for mayor. And I just left
that.
At a
service like that, that is disrespectful.
That really rubbed me. That really rubbed me the wrong way. And I was like, from that point on, it opened my eyes to see what kind of person she is. Uh-huh. And I just was kind of like, the city, when she got voted in, I was like, the city gone. Like, it's gone. Like, we're finna sell the city out. Like, we're finna sell the city out to the highest bid.
Wow.
Walmart was coming in. Let them come on. They got money. Come on, bring it.
That's crazy.
It goes deep, man. It goes deep. It goes deep in the city.
No more politics, man. No more politics, bro.
No more politics. No more politics. Compton, city of Compton, the hub.
Hey,
hey, check it out. Before we continue, we're gonna get to this music. It's out to the hub, though. But we're gonna get to this music and stuff. But before we do that, we got a caller. Somebody that's been holding on for a minute. So let me take this caller. 213. We're live on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, K-9?
Good evening.
What up, what up?
I love your music, dog. Yo, I was looking at your videos, and I saw you did videos of Goldie Loaf, NCA, Cam. Can you speak on that? That looked tight.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that was like, you know, we was, you know, I was, they were getting videos done, and I was like, let me direct these videos. And get them going and bring some cars and bring some people to these videos. So the videos could change, man, because, you know, what I was seeing in the game was I was seeing a bunch of people standing around, you know, and shooting videos. But the videos were just standing around. So, like, we got to give these people something to look at, something excitement to the video, you know, instead of just a bunch of guys standing around. Let's put some scenes. Let's do some different stuff. So, I hooked up with a guy, Big Six, out of Inglewood, where he was really from DC, and we did a RBX video. We did a couple of videos for MCA. We did I directed the Chill video with At Will and the Wanted Gang. We did that video. So I was directing videos at that time. So just trying to bring something new to the game, you know, just something a little different than what everybody was seeing.
Yeah. Well, hey, the females that was in there, where are they from? You know them, or the females that was in the dance, and you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
they
trying
were doing
to see
the booty pop and
female.
Shit. You know,
what's up with the female?
The orange, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, you trying to get me kicked out the house tonight, huh?
He said, what's up with the female? That's
right. Oh, man. I'm gonna keep it 100 though. A few of them was my ex girlfriends, man. You
look
know?
At them. Look at them.
Right,
look at them.
Right.
Look at them. Stop it, K-9. Stop it, man. Stop it.
Ex girlfriends, man. And you know, that's it. Just is what it is, bro. That was
you know he was prepared.
That was
hey, you know, I told you. Look, I told you I told you he wear a lot of hats. He was low key pimping too. You know, K-9 was, you know, you see, look at some of them old pictures. K-9, he was doing his thing a little bit on the low. Feel me?
Yeah, that's you can see that player. You can play. You can see that player in him. You can see it.
Oh no,
all
yeah,
those
no,
pictures.
No, no, no.
He's doing his stuff.
How'd you hook up with Cody Low? How'd you hook up with Low?
Actually, I was recording a studio, which is a T-Nut. I was recording with T-Nut, and we were working on the Independence Day album. And T-Nut and Goldie, they were good friends, and he linked us up together. And once he linked us up together, from that point, you know, me and Goldie just started combining and making a lot of music and just chilling every day. Like, it became a friendship, so we were just chilling and just kept doing music. You know what I mean? Everything was going good. You know, but
yeah. Yeah, and I like that when she was riding the horse and shit, representing.
That's
like
what's
those,
up.
You said a lot of people don't know about the Compton Cowboys, so you know what I'm saying? That was cool that you did that shit. That was cool that you did that shit representing the show.
Yes, sir.
Put it down, dog. The show, you put it down, dog. Your music is tight, dog. Keep it up, homie.
Oh, I appreciate you, brother. I definitely
sure,
appreciate you,
sure.
Man. Thanks for calling, man. I really appreciate that.
For sure.
Yeah, much love, homie. Thank you, homie.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, bro.
Thank you for the support. Right.
For sure.
Yes, sir. All right. Peace. That's love right there, man. Shout out to the homie, man. Anybody else out there who wants to speak, ask the homie K-9 any questions you want to ask me. Anything you want to interject, you know, press 1, or the call-in number is 914-803-4001. Now, with that being said, let's get into some of this music, man. Like the homie just said, he's K-9 and collaborate with a lot of people. Goldie Loke, one of my favorites. He got out with Badass, rest in peace. Cam, my boy, again, like some classic collaborations, man. It's great work you've done, man. Talk about some of this music, and then we're going to get into some of these classics.
Yeah, so the name of that album, well, with the song with all the features on it, is basically Independence Day. So basically, being around a lot of record labels and being in the office and a lot of meetings with record labels just for other artists and, you know, New Tribe, Virgin Records, and Def Jam, with dealing with the Loonies projects and all these other projects, I kind of stopped and said, I'm no longer looking for a deal. And what I did was I tattooed my record label on my arm as a reminder that you ain't looking for no deal. Like, a deal is not what you're looking for. You know what I mean? And
right.
I named that album Independence Day because that's like, it's 100% independent, because I paid for that whole album, features, the recording, to put it out, the mastering, the mixing. I paid for all that independently. It was
right.
No help. It was no help recording that, no help with none of the money issues. Even while that album was being recorded, I was actually doing shows with those songs before I released them on that album. So every time we left, I had my team, but, you know, every time we left, we did shows, even though we did shows at bars, clubs, wherever we did shows at. You remember the show at the club in Long Beach? What was it? Cannons, the club over there by Queen Mary?
Okay.
So we did shows over there, but every time we did a show, I did a show with Doug Shack over there back in the day, but every time we did shows, you know, we always just had a good time. You know, I always had limos, always had everything.
Right.
So we had fun. You know, when we did
right,
a show,
right.
We had fun.
Shout out to
the
Long
team
Beach.
Fun.
Shout out to Long Beach.
Yeah.
They have that area so beautiful now. Like, they got so, that shit is beautiful out there now. Like, if you out in Long Beach, that's why they don't even want to leave. The people that live in Long Beach don't even want to leave Long Beach. But it is beautiful out there, though. Shout out to Long Beach. Wow.
No.
But go ahead, bro.
So that was a cool thing, is that, you know, we was out doing that, but that album basically came as independent, and I didn't want nobody to be on that album for free. You know, you understand what I'm saying? I wanted to treat others as I wanted to be treated. So everybody got paid
right,
to be on
right.
the album. Everybody right. got money. They didn't get little money. They got big money. You feel me? It wasn't no
right.
I'm gonna talk you your price. E-40 was supposed to be on that album.
Mm.
But I didn't have a direct connect with E-40. I had a connect with somebody that was saying they was his manager, and it didn't go well.
K-9, let me ask you, what was the not the thought process, but what was the like the end for that album, putting together all those features, and what was the plan? What were you trying to do with that album and put out there, like, because that was big, you know what I mean? And then did it do what you expected? Like, what was the whole, you know what I mean, behind putting into that album
the
and then putting it out there to promotion, because that was big.
I took on a handful of assignments on that project, because actually, like, all the artists that I loved, well, most of the artists that I loved, I was able to get them to be a part of the album. And
right.
I felt like I was kind of like, okay, I love these artists, and I want to see these artists big. I still want to see these artists on stage. I still want to see these artists right here big. So I was like, all right. So when I started working on the album, I was able to get these artists, and I was like, it's good for them, and it's good for me. It's good for
right.
everybody. You know, I'm not going around begging people for free verses and begging people for songs. That's not me. You know what I'm saying? So it's
right,
like,
right.
it's very few people on this earth that's going to say I owe them money or I owe them something. You know what I'm saying? Because basically people got taken care of on these tracks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have people in Oakland, the Bay Area, produce some of those tracks on that song.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was people all over that produced on that album.
Right.
So that was real cool about that is that, you know, it didn't just have like a one set feeling. It had like, I had producers from the Bay Area. I had producers from L.A. I had producers, you know, from Long Beach. I had producers from Compton. I had producers all over. And I even, you know, got down on some stuff. So it was a
right.
good album to me. It served its purpose because a lot of stuff I did off that album actually blew my clothing line up. That album
okay.
right there actually took me out the country on a tour. That album changed
right.
a lot of the way how I was maneuvering.
Right. Hey, K-9, also, not only hip-hop, clothing lines, all these, you wear a lot of hats. I spoke on that earlier. But even talk about your love, and I'm going to take a caller, too. It's a caller there. But speak about your love for lowriding as well, and lowriders.
Well, I've always, you know, that's another common thing that, you know, we did. We always fixed up cars, you know. We always took
right.
82 Monte Carlos and put luxury sport front ends on them. Like, we always
right.
put Euro lights on Cadillacs. Like, we that
Euro,
was like
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah, Euro front.
You know? Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah. That was the thing to do with fixing up cars. So I've always, you know, my grandfather had a lot of old cars in the garage. So I've always been a fan of old cars and restoring cars. Like, right now, I'm restoring, like, 5 cars at one time right now. You know, as we speak.
Okay.
That's what I was doing earlier
okay.
today. I was working on my 1971 Blazer, you know, my K5. I was working on that like
okay.
yesterday. So,
okay.
You know, but
righteous.
I still keep all the stuff like that. Like, I have a 1955 convertible Bel Air that I'm working on right now.
Ooh,
so,
nice.
Ooh,
car,
that's
nice.
A classic. That's a classic. Yeah,
car.
You got one right there. Ooh, wee.
Yeah.
That's why I just spoke on that. I wanted, like I said, man, K-9 wears a lot of different hats, man. You know, so we just want to touch on a lot of things. Everything we can touch on. But let me take another caller, man. We got a special caller
Joe.
Out there. Caller, you are live on the air.
Uh-oh.
Caller, hello.
What's up? You live.
K-9, what's going on, man? K-9, man, I heard you dehydrating vegetables and fruits, man, and okra and apricots, K-9. You know, you had the golf hats and everything, man. How can I be down, man, you know?
Hey, that reminds me of that EVE song. That reminds me of the radio song. What's going on, player?
Oh, man, you know me, I'm just trying to be down. K-9, you know me, I know how you do it, man. You got Malibus and Bel Airs and everything, man. You know, how can I get on the hubcaps, man? Can you put me on the Vogues, man? I want to be on the Vogues.
Oh, mustard and mayonnaise, man.
Mustard mayonnaise.
What's going on with you?
That's right.
Oh, you know, man, you know how we do
it. The rail.
You know how we do it, man, suicide doors and everything.
Oh, man, Red, what's good with you, bro? How you
what's
been?
What's up,
man? K-9? Hey.
I'm good, Daddy, man. Daddy V, no, you know, but Daddy V out there, man. Much love, Daddy V, man. Shout out to him. Compton, you know, Compton.
Oh,
hey.
OG,
you know,
Daddy V.
Compton swap hey. Meet back in the day. Yeah.
So, hey, shout out to my homeboy, BG Butter, man. You know, BG Butter was on that album, man, that Independence Day album. Shout out to my guy, BG Butter, man. He did a lot of tour with me, a lot of shows with me. He listening in. I see you listening in, bro.
Shout out to Butter.
Hey.
Ali, what's
Ali,
the word,
no,
huh?
Oh, no, I'm just checking in, man. You know, I had to call and, you know, support, man. You know, K-9 a good brother,
right.
Man. You know,
right.
You know, he's a
I think
known
you
him
connected
for a while.
Me with K-9 first, huh? I think, Ali, you first connected me with K-9, I think.
No, the spirit connected you with K-9, man. You know, I just
spirit,
you know happened
spirit,
to be with
spirit.
I happened to be with him, man.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? We
that's
was
right.
just praying
right.
seven
oh,
days
good,
a week. You know,
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But no, you know how we do it, man. You know, K-9 is a good dude, man. I've been, you know, I promoted records back in the days. That's how I got connected with K-9 years ago. But you know, K-9 was an independent dude back then. You know, he was always on the go, man. Trying to make things happen, you know, trying to help people. You know, just a good-hearted person, man. You know, a lot of people come from Compton, but everybody ain't good-hearted and still can keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Because K-9 is one of them dudes that's good-hearted and can keep it real, man. And we need a lot of brothers like that right now, man, because, you know, they talking about the government, you know, but, you know, Compton and everybody around it and every city around it, we can form our own government, man. We just got to come together, man. But ain't nobody really ready to come together, man. They be talking, but they ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, that's why I said it. That's why I said at the beginning of the show, we got to learn that, you know, as I said, this 2021 is almost done, and 2020 was long with the COVID and all that, and we getting better and all that, but we still have yet to heal as a people. You know, when I say
man,
heal, I mean just all the way around and forgive each other and love each other, man, you know, to move forward. That has yet to happen.
Yeah, you're right.
And this year alone, back to 2021, we lost more people than we did from COVID. You dig what I'm saying? Because it's back up again. You feel me? So we got to do better.
Yeah, you're right, man. And so what I just want to be real short, man. You know, much love to, you know, Queen Jean. Hugs to Queen Jean. Much love to G Lou. Push ups to G Lou.
We did a thousand today.
Yeah, you know, we can do it, man. We can do it. I was over there working out with K-9. He saw me trying to do it with a back problem. You know, he's still me trying to, you know, get my muscles straight. So he's my witness and everything, K-9. Anyway, you know, he's a good brother, though. But let me say this, man, you know, real love to everybody out there, man. You know, if you can't come together like everybody be talking, come together with yourself. You can do that. You know, you can do that right now. You know, you ain't got to wait for people and Johnny and Ricky and Junebug and all them to come together and finally get their minds together to come with some money.
How about,
you know,
don't forget about
get your mind together. Yeah, you know, them too. But, you know, you come together for yourself, and that's how
that's
you do
right,
it, man, and
right.
keep pushing. And much love
that's
to
right.
everybody out there, Reverend Ali.
Reverend Ali.
Much love, Reverend Ali. I miss you.
Reverend Ali. Man, me and that guy go way back. I'm talking
man.
About, what, 1992? Damn. Like
yeah,
90,
Reverend
what,
Ali.
92, 93? Scotty D, man. He Platinum Street Promotion, man. Scotty D introduced me to Ali. And I end up working for, when I had my promotional company, I end up working with Scotty's company for a while, you know?
We did a lot of big stuff together, bro.
Shout out to the legendary Scotty D. That part.
Right.
Hey, check this out. K9, man, let's get into some of this music, man. You know, we've been talking and talking and talking. Let's get into some of this music, man, some of these classics. You know, the homie called in. He mentioned the Goldilocks. You know, you got on with Cam. You got on with Badass. And you had the Born and Raised in Compton that you did, Compton and Long Beach. You know, what we doing? What we doing, K9?
Man, I don't know, bro. Like, before I sent you them songs, I actually was looking through the computer. I was like, wow. Like,
you,
man,
you
really
no, I didn't get no songs, K9. I had to download my own. Something happened.
You didn't get them? Oh,
nah.
Man. Said it was,
I just downloaded my own shit.
Okay, so what songs you got right now?
Like some of the ones I mentioned. Like features.
I don't know if I can take it. If it's going to, you know, play. I don't know. But what you got right now? You got
let me do this. Let me. Compton, Long Beach. Compton, Long. Let me do it like that.
Yo, this strapped out of the grave. Slide down Long Beach, chillin' boy. I got my nigga Daddy B shotgun, and we in the tray. Let me know how we do it.
We banging, we slanging, we be living dangerous. Pistol holding when we rolling, and real quick to hit you up. We stay hustling, we be grinding. Some t-shirt, cats and chucks. On the block we hanging, low swanging, and we just don't give a fuck. Compton, Tony
Grove, Sandy and Seaway, doing it the G-way. Eastside, Long Beach, branded a keyway. While other niggas he's eight, I put them in they please ace, and show them more red than my nigga Big C-Lay. See the block, yeah, we gotta see the in Long Beach. I'm known on every block, cause I'm reppin' that Strong Beach. Compton and Long Beach, we like no other. Hog tie your ass for my bread and my butter. Roll in the gutter, lame when I'm sliding. Evil east siding, deuce finger riding. Pistol on my lap, never keep it in a holster. In case a nigga trip, I'ma give him what I'm poster. Certified hustler, bred by killers. Coming from the land of the Raiders and Steelers. You know who I am, yeah, this Lil Bam nigga. With a flow so tight like a Fleetwood nigga.
We banging, we slanging, we be living dangerous. Pistol holding when we rolling, and real quick to hit you up. We stay hustling, we be grinding, in some t-shirt, cats and chucks. On the block we hanging, low swanging, and we just don't give a fuck.
Hey, shout out to my boy Lil Bam.
Damn, that's how we do it, nigga. K9 Compton. They know I got rounds, they know I got pounds. You can see me ride through Long Beach or Compton with the top down, cause let the smoke out. Ever since a young nigga, I've been on a grown route. In the glass house with the 9 out, I put niggas in the hospital to time out. The east side, your boy owns the White House. Curb serving khaki sack and shoot the street lights out. And we don't give a fuck, cause this is where we hang out. That's why I park them low lows in front of my house. It's no doubt, Hub City, Strong Beach. And we don't give a fuck about the police. The only evidence they got of me is counting cheese and hitting switches through the seat.
We banging, we slanging, we be living dangerous. Pistol holding when we rolling, and real quick to hit you up. We stay hustling, we be grinding, in some t-shirt, cats and chucks. On the block we hanging, low swanging, and we just don't give a fuck.
Compton and Long Beach, Compton and Long Beach, that's how we doing it, dawg. Big shows, switching hoes, having a ball. Every time the homies call, you know I'm coming through. Dressed in navy and powder blue, now what it do? Meeting up at Kings Park, my niggas showing love. Letting us know that for sure, they riding with the Hub. They down with the West, they fucking with the South. CPT, LBC, inside is in the house. Everything is all fine, nobody set tripping. Just blowing Kush in the air, posted up Henny sipping. You know we still dipping, the Chevy can leap. Headed straight to the north side of Long Beach. I know a little spot where it's no acting, where my niggas is so real and keep it cracking. This way in the cut, but still in the set. So watch your mouth so you don't get wet.
Cause we banging, we slanging, we be living dangerous. Pistol holding when we rolling, and real quick to hit you up.
Yeah. It's Cam Mac, owner of all her publications, Cam Mac Videos. I'm with G Lou on Westside Wednesday.
Say what? Man, I'm telling you. These niggas think we can only ride on Sunday? Nigga, we riding every motherfucking day. All I got to wipe this motherfucker down. And that paint and that chrome gon' bling.
Straight flow.
That's right. Yo, yo. I been corners in the cut, 6-4. 3-4 motion, you can count the spokes. My 20 sliding like a motherfucking roller coaster. I hit the switch and make the 6-4 get low. A couple of licks to make this bitch back bumper. I ain't playing. They don't wanna do nothing. It's them train tracks when I'm driving, my shit be jumping. Now I'm leaving Compton, drinking on the Russian. Call up Goldie Ghost to get this West Coast poppin'. Stay ready, two to the nose when we hoppin'. Avoiding train tracks and dodging them potholes. Lay back in a rag, fuckin' some dime holes. This is the West Coast, hit switches until it's broke. Small ass rims, 13s on a 6-4. K9 and Goldie, we can't be replaced. Niggas bout to fill a 12 gauge up in they face.
520s on my Dana Dang hooks. West Coast hitting switches cause we love ride. It's the land of palm trees and concrete. Left the rag down, California got a heat. Watch out for potholes and train tracks. You gain 10 feet. The West Coast back. Watch out for potholes and train tracks. You gain 10 feet. The West Coast back.
Yo, ride with K9 through the CPT. I was cruising down the street like Eazy-E. Now it's 2006 and my 6-4 got TVs. Where would I be without these West Coast OGs? If they didn't throw the rope back and snatch a nigga up. You know a nigga street, you know a nigga bust. I'm on a quest for cash with some nasty guns. And a city, I never pick these nasty bumps. I done fucked up my 8 arms, wheel alignments and bushings. I'm a part of this shit, that's why my niggas keep pushing. Mix the Hennessy, I'm incredible Hawking. Roll the top back and put the braids in a stocking. I might pull a stocking over my face, that's on some real shit. Homie ain't trying to catch no case. Fuck being televised, my niggas strategize. That's on some real shit, the streets is do or die.
520s on my Dana Dane hook slot. West Coast hitting switches cause we love rock. It's the land of palm trees and concrete. Let the rag down, California got a key. West Coast, watch out for potholes and train tracks. You gang some TV, the West Coast is back. Watch out for potholes and train tracks. You gang some TV, check it out. The West Coast back, we hit dipping in the diamond lane, trying to make my switches race. 6x9 knocking with the sound of an 808. Let the rag down so all the freaks can see. Say ass break, break, don't nuts, figure eight. California have to swing it till you like this. They want a copycat gangsta shit. Rags on their head, chucks with the spit shine. Battle cat clap with the Goldie low baseline. Man, I love where I come from. Outsiders out of bounds, like where you niggas from. Niggas gang sign, hit you up real quick. Act like you wanna ignore some of this sign language. Catch me in Long Beach hanging out. You'll never be in the hood, so keep it out your mouth. I got a little something for you, visit. And we don't give a fuck about political prisons. We keep it cheap, man. 520s on my Dana Dane hook slot. West Coast hitting switches cause we love rock. It's the land of palm trees and concrete. Let the rag down, California got a key. West Coast, watch out for potholes and train tracks. You gang some TV, the West Coast is back. Watch out for potholes and train tracks. You gang some TV, the West Coast is back. We hit switch.
Dipping in my logo, dipping in my logo, dipping in my logo, dipping in my switch phone, dipping in my switch phone, swiping in my logo, dipping in my logo, riding in my logo. Switch a ride on.
Y'all know what it is, Rare the Blue, chilling with my homeboy G-Lo. That's what it do.
We stay on point, let's face it out. Yo.
Man, I'm
hey, what up, what up, Slim?
You late, man, I'm chilling, man. I'm just, man, watching this basketball game with the folks.
Okay.
And this is real hip-hop with G-Lo.
Yes, sir. Shout out to G-Lou Truth, man. For keeping it cracking for us, man, and keeping things going, man. Definitely all love.
What's up, Twitch? What you doing, man? What you been doing, Twitch?
Man, I'm doing this oldie show, man, every Thursday night, religiously, man, to try to bring back all these R&B legends that got bounced over back in the day.
Right.
To me, it kind of matters. The best thing I know is music. I mean, we always raised on them oldies, so I figure, man, I'm trying to be the next Art LaVoe if possible. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, real low rider all these Thursday nights, man. But my Wednesdays, all right. I spend with G-Lou. I spend my Sundays with G-Lou and my Wednesdays with G-Lou. So he got to give me his Thursdays, you know? Beautiful time.
Billy, tell me what the fuck I need to do. Fuck you need to do. Matter of fact, I got a few suggestions for you. Me and my nigga K-9 gonna get at you like this. Well, look. First of all, you need to stop hate. Rearrange your game and change how you operate. And then you need to stop lying. You're trying to sell a nigga shit that you know I'm not buying. You need to stop cock blocking and tricking. You need to pop a mint cause your tonsils is kicking. You need to go see a dentist. You need to keep my name out your mouth and mind your fucking business. You need to buy some new get-ups. You need to quit eating so much. You need to do some sit-ups. You need to iron out them wrinkles. And while you're at it, you need to put some lotion on them ankles. You need to fix your weed. You need to let me breathe. Back in all silly tricks, you really need to leave before we get to verse 2. And my nigga K-9 come through and really tell you what you need to do.
What you need to do.
Come through and stop flossing.
What you need to do.
Stop hating, stop talking.
What you need to do.
Check yourself, cause all this bullshit is bad for your health.
What you need to do.
Come through and stop flossing.
What you need to do.
Stop hating, stop talking.
What you need to do.
Check yourself, cause all this bullshit is bad for your health.
You need to buy my 6-4 so I can see you get high while you here get low. You need to go to the store.
Hey,
go. You gon' buy yourself a drink before we get to the mo. You need to stop acting funny. She done gave up the cake for the love of the money. You need to quit playing rich. Rolling on them 10s, trying to say it's 26. You need to roll with a G. You can catch a 10 watts of the CPG. You need to start having heart. Cause the niggas I run with are tear that ass apart. You need to stop with the hate. Cause K-9 and Cam don't fuck with the fake. You need to start showing love. And congratulate a nigga when you see us in the club. What you need to do.
Come through and stop flossing.
What you need to do.
Stop hating, stop talking.
What you need to do.
Check yourself. Cause all this bullshit is bad for your health.
What you need to do.
Come through and stop flossing.
What you need to do.
Stop hating, stop talking.
What you need to do.
Check yourself. Cause all this bullshit is bad for your health. You need to shake the spot.
Hey, girl, it's time to roll.
It's checkout time. It's 11 o'clock.
Damn.
You need to stop saying never. Cause the ones that say never,
man,
they get framed better. You need to stop it with the calling. When they see me in the street, they know a young nigga's ballin'. You need to catch me when I'm calling. Cause when a nigga's up,
damn,
everybody's calling. You need to be security.
Man, fuck them.
And stop trying to think that you have the police. You need to stay in your place. Or you'll be in the parking lot begging for grace. You need to play this in the club. Cause when we in their face, they claim they got love. You need to stop saying if. Cause the word if ain't never got a nigga shit.
What you need to do.
Come through and stop flossing.
What you need to do.
Stop hating, stop talking.
What you need to do.
Accept yourself. Cause all this bullshit is bad for your health.
What you need to do.
Come through and stop flossing.
What you need to do.
Stop hating, stop talking.
What you need to do.
Accept yourself. Cause all this bullshit is bad for your health.
Okay, well then I'm going to say it like this. You are tuned in to the G-Lou Show with the Queen Jean herself. This is Squareopolis, the nerdiest guy on planet Earth, showing appreciation to these people for allowing the square guy to do what he does. Y'all stay tuned to the G-Lou Show. I appreciate you.
We can't stop now, no.
Bullets ain't got no names, volume 2.
Volume 2.
Hey boy, net puzzle. All money in, no money out. Sauce and boy.
Sauce and boy.
What it do, y'all?
What it do, y'all?
What it do, y'all? 14 motherfuckers lying from the booth. I don't tell lies, it's nothing but the truth.
Truth. Truth.
Hustle music.
Hustle music. Hustle music. Hustle music.
Yeah, Kush Patron got me on right now. Fucking with y'all. Shit is crazy to me out.
My life, my life, my life, my life.
A nigga kill you. Cause you fuck his bitch. But you'll rob me and let it slide. Feel me?
Feel me?
Feel me? Or a nigga wanna come take your head off cause you fuck over it. Feel me? Put tips on a nigga, put him on his pocket. Give me what he came for. What he came for. Nigga wanna go get his burner and kill you.
Burner and kill you.
Feel me?
Feel me?
Sunshine.
Leave me to think these niggas got the game fucked up.
Get down,
see, it's not what you do, it's why you do what you do. Feel me? That's what make you who you are, homie. See me? I'ma let my actions speak for me. I've seen it all, done it all out here, my nigga. My solution. All money in, no money out.
Murdered all these actors, I ain't with the plan. Guns start to spraying. 89 rapping, got 17 bodies laying. Come to the hub, you can want it, but you get a slug. Cause these niggas be fake when they need a hub. And they be tripping like, what these bitches seeing us? The G shit that make bitches wanna sleep with us. Throwing up chips in the Compton casino. Back in the day, a nigga had a white El Camino. But now a nigga got chips, I don't floss on the broke. I keep that heat, homie, I don't choke. 16 lines, 100% coke, they bout to let it go. Throw a rolled up Zeno, let your mind drift. Or deal with the time, this shit ain't no stopping it. Guns, my homie, cocking them. Compton, we got the golden state. Get on the grind with K9 and MCA. Compton, we don't make mistakes. Niggas on the brakes, I hit the gas and make a change. Compton, we got the golden state. Get on the grind with K9 and MCA. Compton, we don't make mistakes. Niggas on the brakes, I hit the gas and make a change. Keep the hood all day, no rap scandals. Niggas is real deal, so we grab handles. Compton, number one, motherfuckers, enough said. Sometimes state, sometimes fed. Four hits is the beginning, we shooting dependent. If you an OG or you status dependent, you GMO, we come strapped. The best you see, you might get capped. Hood raps, Crips blood, and pop those. 16 with low lows, yeah, we got those. 8 on the front line, copping on the map. Trying to get it back so powers get slapped. You don't run across the grill, what's the bitch? Shit, boy, for the steal. You deal with the wrong hand, land of the banks of snakes. Hoes never pump, they break. Compton, we got the golden state. Get on the grind with K9 and MCA. Compton, we don't make mistakes. Niggas on the brakes, I hit the gas and make a change. Compton, we got the golden state. Get on the grind with K9 and MCA. Compton, we don't make mistakes. Niggas on the brakes, I hit the gas and make a change. I'm in the hub, and it's a classic moment. Niggas judgment is lost, I have to put heat on them. Eight rolling, 6-4 posing, 3 bulls flowing, niggas outvoted, gun smoking. I'm with you on the line, seems it's hard to find killers like 89. We on the grind, and I keep the 9 right in my hand. In case these other motherfuckers don't understand, if you down with me, I'm down with you, man. I spit 16 through an M1 grand, it goes dope like a brick of coke. And had these fiends on the block doing the most, I'm on the grind for the dope. The West Coast Pillsbury, some of y'all still scary. Hiding out missionary, fuck with me and get buried. That's how it goes in a CPT, and don't none of y'all killers wanna beat with me. Compton, we got the golden state. Get on the grind with K9 and MCA. Compton, we don't make mistakes. Niggas on the brakes, I hit the gas and make a change. Compton, we got the golden state. Get on the grind with K9 and MCA. Compton, we don't make mistakes. Niggas on the brakes, I hit the gas and make a change. Compton, we got the golden state. Get on the grind with K9 and MCA.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Snake Puppy from the old school LA Dream Team, and we in the house. Thanks for tuning in to G Lou Show on West Side Wednesdays, hosted by G Lou. Our sponsors BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM Ism.
Yo, this is West Coast hip hop pioneer General Jeff. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on West Side Wednesdays, hosted by G Lou. Our sponsors are BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM Ism. Yeah, boy.
Double dollar sign records and major collaboration with Full Deck. Brap, brap, give it to him. Yeah, I see you, Cali Jern. My nigga Allen on the beat. Yeah, we coming at your ass point blank range. If you don't understand that, you better ask somebody. Badass from the LBC crew. Let's go. If it ain't about no motherfucking money, nigga, we ain't going nowhere. How about that? How fucking about it? Yeah, turn me up, Osama. This California living be pow, pow, pow. Yeah, this shit'll get you niggas killed. For real, you better watch yourself. Compton and Long Beach together, you know how we get it in. This California living be getting these niggas killed. All I can say is that I'm a G cause I'm still here. I'm like a refrigerator, I'm living my life chill. So if it ain't about cold cash, I ain't there. I stay away from people, I vibe in my own world. The roles have been reversed, these niggas are like girls. The bitches are like niggas get pussy and wear bitches in this Hollywood shit. It's starting to get ridiculous. Too many hood niggas is playing the role of stars. Far out of reach of your people cause of your job. What, we supposed to worship you niggas cause of your car? Shit, you better get your big ass head out of the garbage. I fuck with the realest niggas, had it the hardest. My canines in Compton, all my dogs in Long Beach. Now you can be a boss and call California home, but beware, this Cali liver is doing niggas wrong.
Yeah, California.
Niggas are bossed up or get left behind. Point blank, it's badass and K-9. We bout to show them how. California style, let the palm tree swing when it's going down. They like to come here any time of year. Let the sunshine heat up the atmosphere. Hey, badass, let's hit the liquor store and get a little drink before we do a show. Cause we got good smoke in a limo. And they know the West Coast here for show. But the industry is another thing. California, politics and hate, gang. You better maintain in the industry. Cause united we stand over the enemy. They ain't friends with me cause I don't ride nuts. I'm in California doing grown man stuff. In California, A, I'm rolling with my heat. These streets ain't safe, get me stand on the block. Close to the K and my 9 real close, touching my waist. These niggas always got something smart to say. They wanna make it, even if they gotta go gay. They don't really care what fucking road they take. I love music so much, I ain't looking for a break. We're too many years out, I'm OGN, riding beats like I'm riding a swing. Or on my 6-4 with Super Soccer and gin. Never been a stingy nigga, always drink with my friends. Niggas like me and Bam put the hustle. This clockwork, nigga watch it dating spins. I put their face on shirts like we promoting them. Kush blunt, cause we smoking them, yeah.
California, hey.
Yes sir.
Yes, sir.
West Side Wednesdays radio show. The G Lou Show. G Lou, Queen Jean. Sponsored by BTP Media Group. OG Music. 93. Tweed. Indeed. West Side.
West Side.
And y'all motherfuckers stay tuned, man. G Lou Show. Spice One, Buffalo, Fetty Chico, shit, Newton. G Lou!
Yeah, G Lou Show. You know who it is. It's Havoc, man. South Central, baby. Cartel.
The battle record player. We got like that, man. G Lou, the president. Yeah. The G Lou Show, nigga.
It's King MC. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Westside Wednesdays, hosted by G Lou, our sponsor BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM Ism. Much respect.
Hey, what's up? This is Buddy from the R&B group Intro, and you're tuned in to G Lou Flashback Fridays.
This is for my niggas that was born and raised in Compton. This is for my niggas that was born and raised in Compton.
Yeah, I've been banging Compton cuz since 86. That's when the homies used to let one time take flicks, nigga. This that gangster shit, I was only a child. We was doing anything to get on the game foul. Look, blue pumas, blue bomber, wool on the hood. That's when we damn near killed niggas when they got put on the hood. But now it's 2010 and my pants still sagging. Me and the homies still jacking, shooting and stabbing, that's what's happening. Yeah, out here in Compton, where we serving more powder than Johnson and Johnson. Killers like Bronson, Manson and Hussein. And ain't no skinny things or funny dancing if you bang. Hub City gangster, Richland till they barely. A casket for the blue rack and switches when they carry. Everything to the left, ain't no sucking and jiving. It's baby gangster, A from Compton, niggas ride, no hide.
For my niggas that were born and raised in Compton. This is for my niggas that was born and raised in Compton. This is for my niggas that
were
born and raised in Compton.
This is for my niggas that was born and raised in Compton.
Keep on, nigga.
Compton is a place that I call home. Get caught in the wrong spot, might meet the chrome. Speaking of Compton, it's making me sick. Niggas always talking that bullshit. Asking if I'm really from the CPT. Boy, I was born and bred like Easy and Spade. These Hub City streets, the reason I'm a hefe. Crips, Pyros, Samoans, and S.A.s. We folk blue and gray on my side of the track. Niggas will take your life for a couple stacks. Gunshots every night. Bass heads fucked up on the pipe. Niggas in Chuck Taylors, t-shirts and caps. Selling them LBs and having that trash. Watch your melon when you slide through. Cause the K-bullets will go right through you.
This is for my niggas that were born and raised in Compton. This is for my niggas that was born and raised in Compton. This is for my niggas that were born and raised in Compton. This is for my niggas that was born and raised in Compton.
In the city of Compton, you know it's all good, had to strive through the ghetto. Misunderstood, I was born in Killer King, four blocks from the hood. When I grew up, I wanted to buy a house in the hood. Hub City, got me feeling way too good. K9,
Bunt Junior High, Bulldog.
I get it cracking, man, we tear the roof off. You got insurance? Hell yeah, Blue Cross, football. Take a couple of scratches on the asphalt. Get back to keep playing and laugh it off. The streets made a nigga tough. I might take a nigga lunch, I stay hungry. ColecoVision, Atari, Nintendo, Sega Genesis on the flow. Trying to pass another level, damn the game done froze. Heard a couple of shots going through the window. I grab a 4-4 and make niggas get low, get low.
For my niggas that were born and raised in Compton. This is for my niggas that was born and raised in Compton. This is for my niggas that was born and raised in Compton. This is for my niggas that was born and raised in Compton.
women in the mix. It's your girl CMG from the Conscious Daughters. Let's go. You know what it is. The Funky Expedition, baby.
Yay. With that being said, let me bring back my boy K9, because like he texted me, said, I feel like I'm in a versus with me versus me. Man, we just played all of those classics. K9, you got some classics, homie. Classics.
Man, appreciate it. I appreciate it, man. One thing I got to do right now is definitely, you know, that song with me and Badass and DJ Fatbox, man, which was, you know, DJ Fatbox used to DJ for Coolio, and he also DJed for me also. But he was from Long Beach, you know, Badass from Long Beach. I put both of them on that song, and they both resting in peace right now. So just wanted to, you know, definitely I think that Fatbox and Badass was like, well, they wasn't really giving their flowers, and they should have got way more, you know, while they were here living. They should have got way more for what they done, what they contributed to the industry.
Right, right. Agreed. Man, agreed. Rest in peace to Badass and the homie. I mean, so many people we talked about tonight is resting in peace, man. So just rest in peace, man, to just everyone that we lost, you know. We're still losing people. You know, every day, tomorrow is not promised, people. So always just, man, just try and stay in good faith and live your best life. But live like my homeboy Hank Norman would say from Long Beach. Live like God is watching you, man. You know, tomorrow's not promised, so you may not get tomorrow to do better or make it right or ask for forgiveness or forgive someone or whatever it may be that may be small that you're holding inside because of that pride. You may not get tomorrow to do it, man. So just try to get it right because tomorrow is not promised. We lose people every day. One thing is for sure, another is for certain. We got to go. We got to leave here, you know. So we'll just try to make sure everything is in order, you know, for that next journey. You know, that's the best thing I can tell you. With that being said, K9 Compton, our special guest tonight, man, it was legendary, brother. We got some history on Compton. We got political. You know, we got it was just like everything was covered tonight, man. It was beautiful, man. Beautiful conversation tonight with our guest K9. Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate you, Queen. I appreciate you. You know, G Lou, I appreciate y'all for having me, man. It was real epic tonight. It was real epic for me, man. And just being a part of being able to share my history and share some of my stuff with the world and with y'all listeners. That's A1 for me all day.
Right.
Yeah, beautiful, I appreciate you too. I got some knowledge from you. I even learned some more things about Compton from you, so thank you as well. And I want to say to you, blessings to your prosperity. I see what you're doing. I'm following you on the IG, so keep evolving. Keep doing what you're doing. It's not in vain, and it's not unnoticed, as you know. So blessings to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, now, Compton. Hey, before you go, Pimpin', please give me a drop for the G Lou Show, man. Just give me something for the G Lou Show I can put in the archive, man.
What up? It's K9 Compton. I'm chilling live. Queen, my boy G Lou. Tune in, you know. Wednesdays, you know, we doing the low rider, the oldie jams too, so y'all tune in. Just keep it locked in. Don't stop. Turn it up all the way. Blow your speakers out, shit.
That part. Thank you, brother.
Blow them out.
Thank you, bro, man. I appreciate all the love, man, and support. And it was classic. I'm going to put this up on YouTube as well. So anybody missed the episode, you can go back in the archive of Blog Talk, and we're going to have it on our YouTube channel as well, man. So thank you again to the legendary K9, man. Not only an artist, a rapper, but a politician, what do they call horseback ride? What is that title for that? I never – a jockey? What do you call that?
You said a jockey.
Yeah, but he's that too.
I'm a Compton cowboy, man. That's all. Just a Compton cowboy.
That part. So Compton cowboy, business owner. You know, you just name it. He's done it. A car historian, lowrider, everything, man. You name it, he did it. K9 Compton, man, great historian. He did that, man. Much love. Thank you again, brother. We love you. And everyone out there, like I said again, if you missed the show, we'll have it back up. Go back and listen to it. But this is K9 Compton. Shout out to our sponsors again, BTP Media Group, 93.3 Tweed FMism, D.D. Harrison, the GLUShow.com, the POJ Show, and everybody out there in the city of Compton, man. This is for y'all tonight, yeah, Compton.
Street,
you did?
Shout out the street level. Shout out the street clothing, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out
street level clothing. Thank you. Them is my peoples, man. Them is my peoples and my sponsors. Shout out to street level clothing, the OG golf hats. And you got
what's
the history
up,
tonight.
What up?
And thank you, too, for the history of the golf hats in Compton and at the liquor store off Wilmington and all the liquor stores, you know, in the 80s.
Yeah, for sure.
That's where you get your golf hat. The corduroy golf hat. You dig?
Yeah.
And
most
that part. With that being said, man, it's Westside Wednesdays. We love y'all. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I'm going to try something different on this right here. But I know y'all going to feel it because I know y'all feel me. Some real shit right here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never did it like this before. Check it out. I'm the kind of G that everybody knows. What's up, dog? But I'm so low-key when it comes to hoes. You know, I never break the rules and that's just how it goes. All my friends and foes know that's just how it goes. I can flip the script, but I chose not to this time. There's so much to say with so little time. But I like it, yes I like it. I'm gon' dip, dive, socialize and get high. I wish my people had other ways. I'm thankful that a brother's safe. But how can I be happy? My hair is still nappy. I miss my grandpappy. I wanna do right, but the world is wrong. That's why I'm singing this song. I'm tryna stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song. Y'all niggas better leave me alone. I think y'all better leave me alone.
You better leave me alone.
I'm tryna stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song. You bitches better leave me alone. I think y'all better leave me alone.
You better leave me alone.
There's so much going on out in the world today. All these ladies, players, gangsters, lovers. I get caught up sometimes, some of the people I hang with. They turn out to be snitches, bitches. Yeah, they switches. But you know I can't stop doing what I got to do. I'm gonna keep doing what I got to do. You know. Everywhere I go, the game is the same. People looking at me want me to say something. Want me to do something. But I don't know nothing. If I ain't getting paid, I can't drop no rhymes. I can't do nothing for you no more. I ain't got that kind of time. And they know. I'm trying to stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song. You niggas better leave me alone. I think y'all better leave me alone.
I think you better leave me alone.
I'm trying to stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song. These bitches better leave me alone.
I think you better.
I think y'all better leave me alone.
I think you better leave me alone.
I try to be to myself and try to stay away from the world, but the world just keeps running after me.
Running after me.
I try to shield myself away from all the wickedness, but somehow the wickedness is in my circle. What am I to do? I try to ask God to help me get through this. What am I to do to this? Just do this. Let's do this. So I continue to mash day by day. I continue to play, play by play. And I continue to spit my manuscript and say what I wanna say. And I do it to you every day. Yeah. I'm tryna stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song. You niggas better leave me alone.
I think you better,
I think you better leave me alone.
I think you better leave me alone.
I'm tryna stack a dollar, pop my collar while I'm singing my song.
Sing on.
You bitches better leave me alone.
I think you better,
I think you better leave me alone.
I think you better leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I think you better leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
If it don't turn you on, leave me alone.
track, and it's your boy OG Arabian Prince from the world's most dangerous group, NWA. I'm on a G New show with my home girl, Queen Jean, the sexy Queen Jean, G Lou, 24/7. Y'all come check this out once a week. Usually just once a week or every day. Once a week, every day. Get on the podcast, go check it out, go on the website, go on the social media, pump up the G New show and Queen Jean. Peace.
Arabian Prince, back with a style of hype. Not slowing low with the fast type. Getting jumped. Can you hear the drum?
Yo, Dre, why don't you pump it up some?
Okay, what's happening, y'all? This is Young Drew with the Truth. Better known right now as Andre Truth. And you are now rocking and listening to the best G-Lou, man. Old school, West Side Wednesday. We ain't gonna do the old school. Man, it's Andre Truth with G-Lou, West Side Wednesday. Y'all know what it is. Come on!
Yeah. That part right there. There it is right there. We did it again. West Side Wednesdays, the G Lou Show. We in December of 2021. Who would have thought and who would have known? But as they say, life goes on. So with that being said, we come to the end of another show. Shout out to our special, special guest, K9 Compton, the city of CPT. We got the history. We got the knowledge. We got the education. We got the music. We got it all tonight, CPT. And my co-host happens to be from CPT as well. Queen Jean, take us out of here.
Hey, first of all, I just want to give a shout-out to Malik Spillman. Today is his soul day, his birthday.
Malik.
So happiest day to you, Malik Spillman, if you can hear us. And happy birthday to everybody else who's celebrating the birthday and anniversary. Also to you all, peace and love. Live your truth, stay solid, and we're out.
We're out this mother sucker, man. Love y'all. It's a great day. See ya.
Runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep.
the day was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it went ice cubes up. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Gotta say it was a good day. Hey, thank you everyone out there. I love y'all. Westside Wednesdays, we're here every Wednesday night again. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93 Tweet FM, DD Harrison, theglueshow.com. And check us out in the after hours. We will be on YouTube tonight, 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. Check us out. We love y'all. Peace.
Hey, wait a minute, Pooh. Stop this shit.
What the fuck I'm thinking about?